Dorothy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Barnum English. Howdy there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Don Amici inviting you to join us in our regular Sunday evening get-together. Out here in Hollywood, we have as our guest the voice in person, Frank Sinatra, and of course, Gray Noble with his orchestra and the lovely Joan Merrill. Still in New York, our footloose friends, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Hiya there, Moochie. Have you been looking after things for me like I asked you to?
Oh, I have, Charlie. I certainly have. And you know, she doesn't miss you a bit.
Oh, she doesn't, yeah?
No.
Why, are you snaking the grass? You.
Say, have you met many pretty girls back there?
Well, it was a bit lonesome at first, but things began picking up since I learned how to whistle with a Brooklyn accent.
Charlie, old boy. Charlie, mm-hmm. What have you been doing in New York?
The town.
And what has Edgar been doing?
Well, Ray, I had a rather nice time today. Huh? Just strolling along Fifth Avenue, looking in windows.
Oh, you old rascal, you.
No. Okay, I'll be back next week.
Oh, Charlie, will you really? Yes, Charlie, nice week. I'm bringing you something back from New York that any girl would just love to have.
Not nylon.
No. Me.
Oh, Charlie, I can hardly wait.
And Joan, we can hardly wait to hear you sing. What is your song going to be?
Get Happy. Forget the troubles and just get happy. You better take all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for that judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're heading for that promised land. Cross the river, watch the fish in the tide. Cross the on the other side. Forget the troubles, come on, get happy. You better take all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for that judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, we're heading for the promised land. We're heading across the river, walk the sea, way up in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget the trouble.
Isn't it nice to hear Joni sing?
Yes.
Oh, it'll be nice to get back and see the old gang. But I sure had a lot of fun here, though. You too, Bergen?
Yes, Charlie, I have. As a matter of fact, I'm still amazed at something very exciting that happened to me last night.
You tell. Yes. What did you do?
I went into a little gypsy tea room.
Weren't you afraid?
No. Certainly not. And a gypsy fortune teller came over to my table, and she did the most amazing thing.
What'd she do? Pick up the check?
No. No, she was interested in the tea leaves in my cup.
Don't tell me they're smoking them now.
No. No.
Well, I didn't know.
No, you see, she read my fortune in my teacup.
Yeah?
Yes. And she could do the same for you.
Well, I don't think it would work.
Yes, it would.
No, why? I drink out of a saucer. I think it would.
Well, you can laugh if you want to, but I tell you, that gypsy can read the future in those tea leaves.
Poppycock, I called it. Yes, poppycock. That's what I called it. How could she?
Well, I believe there's a strange destiny that shapes our ends. I can think of a dozen answers to that. But I will only say, I believe there's a destiny that ends our shape. What do you say, Avocado?
All right.
You see, this gypsy explained to me that tea leaves, you can tell a good deal by the way they're bent. Well, I get it straight. What are you trying to say?
All right.
Well, what I mean is, for example, if a tea leaf is shaped this way, Dad, that means the letter A.
Is that so?
Yes. Fascinating. Yes. And if it's shaped sort of like this, that means W.
W?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just get a bowl of alphabet soup and be done with it? What did she tell you?
Well, she told me my name.
Yeah?
Yes. Didn't she know it? Oh, yes. Yes, but it proved something.
Yes, if you had one.
Yes. She said she also told me I was going to make a long trip.
She did?
Yes.
Did she tell you how you were going to get a reservation?
No.
And then she said, rather vague, but I rather like it.
Like it, yes.
Well, she just said, you can tell me.
I'll only tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she said I was rather fascinating to women.
Yeah. Yes. Are you going to believe her? Or a bitter experience?
And then she told me some of my faults.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, she said one of my faults is that I forget the little things.
Yes, well, you certainly forget this little thing, I'll say that.
Yes, well, I think you're just being smart.
Well, that's more than you're being, Burton, in this nonsense about fortune telling.
You think so?
Next thing I suppose it will be, you will be moving out with palmistry or something like that, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact,
don't tell me.
Yes, yes. I have been dabbling with the theory that one's future is found in the stars and reflected in one's hand.
Must be fascinating, I bet you, huh?
Yes, it is fascinating. Do you know that the zodiac is divided into 12 parts?
You don't say, man.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Well, of course it's good.
Makes it practically portable.
Yes. And do you know that the whole series of 12 sits westward from the vernal equinox 1 degree in 72 years?
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I don't think I'll wait for that.
Well, and the signs are given to such names as Taurus the Bull, Cancer the Crab, Leo the Lion, Mickey the Mouse.
Oh.
Well.
Huh? It was I warned?
No. From your remarks, I take it that you know nothing about the subject. But I will tell you a few things, darling.
Well, thank you.
Let me hold your hand.
Well, I don't know you very well.
Oh, give me your hand.
Yes, sir.
Most people charge $1 for a reading, but I'll do it for 50 cents.
You are most generous. Most generous. What if I don't have the 50 cents? What do I get then?
You get nothing.
Nothing, yes. Don't I even get my hand back?
Oh, yeah. You know. Now, let's have it very quiet, please.
Yes. Are you going in a transom?
Yes. The hand is composed. The hand is composed of the palm, four fingers, and the thumb.
Say. You've gone into this thing pretty deep, haven't you?
I am summarizing the obvious.
Yes. Well, let's accentuate the obvious. Positive.
If your fingers are long and graceful, you are the creative, emotional type.
Mm-hmm.
If they are short and stubby, you are the square type.
And if you find webs between them, you're a ducky.
All right. Now, as I look into your hand, Charlie, I can see a certain sweetness there.
You can?
Yes. You don't fall for crackpot ideas.
No?
No.
Then why am I listening to you?
Oh. And I'm very happy to tell you, Charlie, that a great love will come into your life.
What, again?
Yes. And one thing is very clear. You must organize your life.
Why?
Well, you must organize your life or you will wind up selling your heritage and your opportunities for a mess of pottage.
Yeah. And what are they paying for pottage these days?
I don't know. Thank you.
Army Air Force's own film, Winged Victory, Graham Merrill sings the theme song that is the thought uppermost in the mind of every serviceman with a true heart left behind. You're so sweet to remember.
You're so sweet to remember. I still feel your embraces. The wind whispered your name to me, and I you're so sweet to remember, and how welcome your face is when we live in a memory of days gone by. Your eyes keep me enchanted, no matter where you may be. And I send you a dream. Will you try to remember that I want you forever? You're so sweet to remember. No matter where you may be, my heart sends you a love, and I send you a prayer.
Charlie, there's a man standing here beside me who says he's sorry he didn't get to see you when he was in New York.
Well, I can't see all my fans.
Oh, I think you'd have wanted to see this man, Charlie. It's Frank Sinatra.
Who?
Frank Sinatra. Surely you've heard of Frank Sinatra.
What he do? Well, I'll tell you what to do, Charlie.
Just sit tight and hold on to your socks as we hear There's No You, sung by Frank Sinatra.
Alone from the sun and the fall. Stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover all favored youth. And the world in spring we meet again. We'll kiss and recapture that summertime rapture. And from that day, nevermore will I stay little you. Again, we'll kiss and recapture that summertime rapture. And from that day, nevermore will I say there's no.
Sound back there in New York, did you?
Duggan ain't talking. He's swooned.
What did you think of the number, Charlie?
Well, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
The number's all right.
The what, Charlie?
Well, it's the way you booted it around. It was a little flat and a staccato, and kind of obligato in the magazine. I'm speaking technically, of course, but I'm sure I could make you a success.
Well, tell me, Charlie, what makes you think you could make me a success?
Well, look what I did for Bergen.
Oh, come on now, Charlie, don't tell me you want to be Frank Sinatra's agent.
Why shouldn't he be? Everybody else is.
I like to see a young man get ahead. Especially you.
But Charlie, we've never even met. Why, I bet you don't even know what I look like.
Oh, that's all right. I can tell from the sound of your voice. I think it's picture you now. A great big tea man.
Thanks a lot, buddy, and send me a copy of that picture, will you?
Now, shall we talk about signing the contract?
Well, why? I haven't been doing too bad without you, hey?
Oh, maybe in your own little way. But I'll make you popular with the girls.
That's what I need. By the way, Charlie, how do you stand with the girl?
Just as close as possible.
You know, Charlie, you mustn't forget that I'm not exactly new at the radio business.
Well, yes, that's true. But what future is there in those singing commercials?
You know, Frank, I don't think Charlie knows anything at all about singing.
You keep out of this, Amici. People don't seem to realize that I taught Nelson Eddy everything he knows.
You what?
Well, what I mean is I sort of worked with him.
You what?
What I mean is I spread the butter on his shortening bread.
Butter? Now I know he's lying.
Okay, so it was all your margarine, I don't
know. Oh, I say, Charlie, old boy.
Ray Noble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just the man I want to see.
Oh, don't be silly, old fellow. You can't see me. I'm 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, well, maybe it's better that way.
I think it's awfully nice of you, old chap. Really, thanks.
Yeah. Ray, I need your advice. Now, Ray, stop mugging out there.
Awfully sorry, Tom, old boy. Thanks for sorry.
I like to be honest. Ray, you know, I need your advice because you're a voice expert, aren't you?
A voice expert? Oh, rather, yes. I've listened to so many singers, my ears are positively hoarse.
Oh, I can't pass that one up. Oh, they're too long for that. But tell me, what do you think of this guy, Sinatra?
Well, rather embarrassing, old boy, you know. I mean, he's standing right here beside me, I think.
That's okay, Ray. Just pretend I'm not here.
Oh, that isn't hard to do, old boy, if you stand sideways.
This is Thornton.
Never mind, Ray. I'll handle this my own way. It's a deal, Frank, huh?
Well, I don't know, Charlie.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want to let this opportunity slip through my fingers, would you?
Well, tell me, Charlie, just what is your proposition?
Well, whatever you make, we split even.
60-40. 60-40? You call that even?
They're even numbers, aren't they?
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. I think that perhaps...
Well, don't thank me. Don't thank me. That's all right. You can work out all the details with my West Coast representative. He's there right now.
Hey, Gazzola.
Are you there, Gazzola?
Ah, Charlie, Charlie, my good friend.
Here I am, and a believe me, friend. Lack of the saying is, a friend in the need is a whatchamacallit.
Okay, Gazzola, you know what to do now.
Oh, sure, sure. Don't you worry, you put it in the heads. I'll fix them up for good.
Who are you?
I'm Antonio Giovanni Giuseppe Pasquale Tommaso Amici Gazzola.
What's that spell backwards?
Butch.
Okay, Butch. I'm a Francesco San Nicola Giuseppe Enrico Sordolo Sinatra.
That's fine. Just call me Gazzola for short.
You know, Gazzola, just between you and me, I don't touch this kind of traffic. I think he's trying to hand me some wooden nickels.
Hey, sure he is. That's the way he's got to me. Hey, just a minute. What do you think? Talking like this about my good friend, Charlie, I'm going to push your face in, Mr.
My name is Sinatra.
I'm going to push your face in, Mr. Sinatra. It's Italian in him, no?
Si, si.
Whoa, it's Dominic on it. It's wonderful.
You know something? I'm Italian too.
You're traveling the people, huh? Really?
Yeah, sure. Of course, now I've been here so long, I got it into the Yankee accent.
Tell me, Gazzola, you ever get homesick?
Oh, no, no. I never stay home long enough to get to see. But to say, let me tell you all about my eight bambinos.
Eight bambinos? Do they all look like you?
Hey, sure, except for one little thing. They don't got a mustache. You got a lot of bambinos, you know?
Two.
Just the two?
Uh-huh.
You know Italian.
Gazzola! Gazzola!
Yeah, what's the matter, Charlie?
Will you quit calling?
Well, what do you mean it's calling?
Well, get it going there. Get into business, you know.
Oh, the business? Oh, sure, sure. I'm sorry, Charlie. I forget. But I fixed my old apprentice and I dropped a good with the job.
I was hoping you forgot.
Oh, no, no. But listen, if you get the job, you sure you can handle it?
Handle it? As sure as I'm alive and breathing.
Oh, come on and I kid. You gotta be more sure than that. Now, let me tell you what are we going to do. Anybody, she's got any ideas? So, look, Mr. General, you're a singer. How are we going to fix this boy up so he can catch a job, huh?
Are you really and truly the Frank Sinatra?
That's right.
Hey, Gazzola, what's the matter?
Well, somebody, she's a thing.
Well, don't stand there, buddy. Pick me up.
We'll never know how slow the moments go, but I'm near to you. I see your face in every star. Rising stars above. It's just a part of you, the very thought of you.
Charlie, that's all for now. I'm sure you'll want to be back in Hollywood next week. Your friend Dr. Wiggum is coming to see you.
Oh, good thing, too. After I get out of this town, I'll need a doctor.
Now, Charlie, Dr. Wiggum is not a tree surgeon.
Just a minute, let me see.
Charlie, Dr. Wiggum is a friend of ours, don't you remember?
He's the man who wrote that book, How to Master Your Bad Habits. Yeah, well, I don't need him. I've mastered all my bad habits. What I need to know is how to get rid of them. I'll find some new ones.
Yeah. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.